my nav getting stuff box anyway. Mark, are you still gonna be like fringe request?
Hello?
Hi there, is it possible if I can please speak with Debbie?
Speaking.
Hi, my name's Billy and I'm giving a call today from MMA Legal. It's regarding a Scottish redress claim for mistreatment that you may have received while she was in care.
Yes.
I'm speaking with your sister, is it Donna Sullivan?
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. So I understand this may be a frustrating or an emotional time for you to relive this, but what I want to give you reassurance on is they've now slammed down with it and they are going to be reimbursing. So it's not the case where you're going to have to build a case with evidence. I just need you to give me as much information as you possibly can and I will ensure I get this submitted off for you today. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yes, that's fine.
Now, can I just ask you, I've got a Debbie. Is it Deborah?
Yes, Deborah.
And is it Sullivan your surname as well?
Yes.
Perfect, thank you for that. And could I please ask you, Deborah, for your date of birth, please, darling?
The 7th of the 12th, 1972.
Perfect. And your home postcode and door number, please?
It's GC49JE, and it's number...
Echo at the end?
E for echo, yeah.
E for echo, perfect, thank you for that. And what door number was that?
It's number 8, and it's 401.
Flat zero one. Sorry about that. Thank you so much. And could I also ask you for the best email address for you, please, Deborah?
It's Deborah Sullivan, all small caps. 72
yep.
At icloud.com.
Yep. Icloud.com. So that's your first and last name, 72@icloud.com. And do you know, are you known for any other names? Is it Debbie or... Debbie. Perfect.
Yes.
Thank you for that. In regards to yourself, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything at all, darling?
Oh, I've got fibromyalgia and I suffer from chronic pancreatitis secondary to gallstones, which I can't get life insurance through, so...
Let me get that. And so you suffer with gallstones. And what was the first one you've been diagnosed with, sorry?
Fibromyalgia.
Could you spell that for me, if you don't mind?
Yes, it's FIBROLIGA.
Thank you, Sue. Fibromyalgia. Let me have a look here for you. Sorry, did you say that was spelled F-I? I'm sorry, just give me a second. F-I-D-R-O-L-I-G-A?
No, sorry. I'll meet you with
no problem. Sorry, it's just perfectly fine. It's just that I just need to get that down, because if you have got anything that's within, they'll fast-track it for you.
Right, so an autoimmune disease. I've just put it in here, and... It should come up. Right. It's FIB for Bobby.
Yep.
ROM.
Yep.
YE.
Yep.
LGIA.
Perfect. Thank you for that. Let me just have a look here. Perfect, thank you for that. Let me have it here. No, perfect. So I can get that fast track for you. Let me get that on here. So that just means that instead of you be waiting in, sorry, a 12-month time frame in regards to your reimbursement, you will be looking at anything to 6 to 8 months. Now, I know it's not a major time difference, but of course, if we can get it a little bit faster for you, we will most definitely do that. We got that on here for you. And could I also ask you, darling, let me just double check. With your sister, she did make me aware, so I can use some of her answers. I believe her mum at the time was Kathleen Sullivan and dad was William Sullivan. Would that be the same for yourself, darling?
Yes.
Perfect, no problem. And if I remember correctly, she said she was brought up in 187 Common Head Road before she was sent to care again. Would that be the same for yourself?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And in regards to yourself, let me just have a look here. So siblings, one sister was called Deborah. You've got one sister called Donna. Let me get that on here for you. No problem. And then if I am correct, then you also had, called Deborah. Yeah, and you had another sister but wasn't born at the time. Is that also correct?
Yeah.
I'm assuming your Donna made me aware that it was Kilmarnock local authority that put you into care. Would that be the same for yourself?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for that. Kilmarnock. And do you know how old you was roughly when you was placed into care? Donna told me that she was around 9 years of age.
I was six.
Six. And again, let me just, if I am correct here, Donna then went into Craig Residential Home full time. Would that be the same for yourself?
Yes.
Craig Residential School full time. That's no issue there. Full time. Now, we do need a next of kin for you, somebody you would be happy to receive your money if anything was to happen to you over the next few months. Who would you like that to be? Have you got anybody else, or would you like to keep Donna on there for you?
No, Courtney, my daughter.
Courtney, no problem. And is that Courtney Sullivan, or has she got a different surname?
She's got a different surname. So it's Courtney.
Can I take?
Courtney, it's got two E's in it, C-O-R-U-T. E-N-E-Y.
E-Y, yep.
Kelly. Kelly.
And the, what's the surname?
Kelly.
Jelly. Is that J-E-L-L-Y?
No, Kelly. K-first.
Oh, Kelly, sorry about that. do you have her mobile number at the moment?
I'll just get it up for you.
Thank you for that.
It's 0748.
Yep.
7257.
Yep.
039.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that. And in regards to the reason you was in care, your sister made me aware that it was due to your mum being poorly and dad worked away at the time. Is that correct? Why you was in care?
Yes.
No problem. Now, of course, I've got sister's statement. She has made me aware of some impacts that would have affected both of you, and I will make sure that I do tweak and include them from there. I understand this is going to be quite hard for you to relive the situation, but can I ask you just to please give me as much information as you can recall? From the minute of you going to care, what is it that you remember? What was your first memories?
Well, my first memory is that I was so homesick, and I was projectile vomiting every night when I was in my bed. We in the bed, something that I had never done, and getting punished by getting smacked with a sand shoe. One time I soiled myself and they took me down to the, you know, the big old Belfast sinks.
Sorry.
And put me in scrubbing with a scrubbing brush. They also, when you had your shower at night, it was the older ones in the home that showered you.
The staff was the ones that would usually shower, which do you remember the names of any staff members at all that would do this to you or wash you or anything like that at the time?
No, my teacher was Miss Bennett.
Miss Bennett, no problem.
I remember her. I remember writing a letter to my mum asking to come home, and she zipped it up and put up on the board what I was to write.
In regards to food, do you feel like they give you enough food? What's the weather while she was here?
The food, I could always see hairs on the food, but that lasted for a long time, even when I came out. I went to my mum, I can't eat that, it's got eyelashes in it. And I do believe that that's what I was seeing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And they would force feed me. And I would, oh no, there's hairs in it.
Sorry to hear that. In regards to, let me just have a look at sister's statement as well here, darling. She also says she remembers somebody called Mrs. Court who would physically abuse her in regards to hitting her and things like that. Do you remember Mrs. Court at all?
Yeah. I can remember how distraught Donna was. Getting the canes and the support.
Just have it on here for you as well. She also made me aware they would force you to eat certain things, of course. This would be the case when she'd find hers and things like that.
Uh-huh.
In regards to that, I'm just looking through her notes as well, because I feel, of course, she's a little bit older than you and it'll be things that'll help bring it back. What names do you remember them calling you?
Just call me nobody's child. The teachers would get the other girls and boys to sing. The boys, the girls to sing the song Nobody's Child, and I would just be in floods of tears. And
so sorry to hear this.
And telling you that your mum and dad's not coming back for you and you'll be here forever. And
I believe you shared a room with sister, is that correct, at a certain point?
No, she was in the bigger dormitory, I was in the oak dormitory. It was for the younger ones. I don't know. I remember Donna coming down beside me one night that I couldn't settle.
Just have a look here for me. Was you ever denied supper or dinner or anything like that? Donna said she was denied sometimes, locked in a room and denied dinner.
Yes, that happened quite often when I didn't See, I was hungry and they would say, you're not getting any dinner, and just lock us in a cupboard.
Which teacher would usually lock you in the cupboard?
Miss McCourt.
Did anybody ever damage any of your property or anything like that at all?
No. Just,
no problem?
No.
And how long do you know you was here for?
For 8 weeks, I would think.
Sorry about this. Did they let you smoke or anything like that, or force you to do anything that you didn't want to do?
No.
Don't worry.
No.
Since this, I understand that since coming out of that and obviously moving on with your life, how do you feel that this has affected you?
Oh, it's affected me terribly. I've even spoke to my psychiatric doctor. I've got mental health issues myself.
Sorry to.
And I spoke in depth with her about that as well. But I suffer from PTSD from...
So sorry to have that. And of course, it's made you very anxious and affected you with having relationships with family and friends and things moving forward too.
Yeah.
She has had a very bad impact since being young and feels like this has ruined her whole life. She So what I'm going to do for you, Dylan, I've got this set up now and I took as much information as I possibly can, but as I've said to Donna, what I will do as well is I will reword everything and I'll emphasise everything just so they have an understanding of some sort of discomfort that you was going through, because nobody will ever understand the actual horrible memories that you did actually have to deal with. Now, I will make sure this case will be submitted for you right away. What I will also do for you, the same way as I have done with your sister, is I am going to bob your message over on WhatsApp, just so over the next few weeks, if you have any questions or if you need any help with anything whatsoever, or if you remember anything that you forgot to mention today, all you need to do is bob me a message over and I can get that added onto that for you, because I will make sure I get this case submitted for you right away.
No.
I have also popped it through as an urgent case because, of course, you have got some terminal illnesses. I have explained that they would like it to be fast-tracked. So instead of you waiting the full 12 months for a refund, they'll fast-track it and it can be anything up to 8 months. Now, you could get paid out in 4 weeks' time, but I just can't promise that you will get paid in 4 weeks. We just have to give you the 8-month time frame to be on the safe side. Is that okay with you, darling?
That's cute. Probably.
Now, I understand no money will obviously take away everything that you have dealt with. I can't give you a figure of what you will be looking at right now, but I can tell you it will be a minimum of £10,000. That is the standard procedure for a payout for the redress claims. So I can reassure you that's what you will be looking at, but most likely you will be looking at a lot more because each claim averages at around about £48,000. Okay.
Okay, Bobby.
Now, could I ask you, I've sent an email over to you, and it's from MMA Legal. Would you just click on that for me?
Right.
And it should say signed document. Would you click that for me in a little red box?
Right.
And it should then bring you to a page where it'll either say accept cookies in the corner where you need to press accept all, or it should then just take you straight to the page and it'll say sign by client with a little box and a red star next to it.
Proceed to document.
Perfect, yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
That's me.
As it does, it say that it's all done. Let me see if that's come back through here. Yep, that's perfect. So that's done for yourself, Deborah. Now, you would have had a message through from me on WhatsApp. I will need a picture of your ID and a picture of proof of address, which is any letter dated to you in the last 3 months. Would you be able to send that over for me, please, darling?
Yes, certainly.
Brilliant. Now, that WhatsApp message is also the personal work mobile. So if you want to track your claim at any time, like I say, just don't hesitate to bob me a message over. If I am on a call, I'll get back to you within probably the next 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay, bye.
No problem. So if you can get the ID and proof of address over for me right away, that'll be fantastic. I'm going to submit this case off for you right now, so this will be put into place with your sisters as well, so that way you should be hearing a response around about the same time. Anything you need, you give us a call, and I'll look forward to speaking to you over the next few weeks, okay?
Okay, Billy. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for your time and for your patience, Deborah, as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a nice day.